This evening's reading is John 13, 1 to 17, and 31 to 35. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already decided that Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, would betray Jesus. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things unto his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from supper, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had reclined again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you as an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, slaves are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. But if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." In verse 31, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to you, the Jew, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the reading of the word.
Thank you, Janet. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
So far in my life, I have been fortunate to have a decent memory. I'm very good at remembering all the stupid things I've done, and I do enjoy berating myself for them from time to time. I am even better at remembering the not so nice things that have been done to me. But every so often, people will tell me that I can have a selective memory. You know, when I promise to get a project done for someone by midnight, I promise this is it. I forgot. When I promise my doctor to get the blood work done before my next appointment, I promise if you'll just renew my prescription, please. I promise. Slip my mind. I promise my friend that I will help her clean. I'm kidding, I would never make that promise in the first place. But I do, I have selective memory for the things that I really don't want to do. Oh my goodness, how quickly they leave my mind. And so it really hit me hard this week when somebody asked me, Why do we call it Maundy Thursday? Because I had forgotten. Again. Even though someone asks me nearly every year, and I honestly answer very embarrassed, I can't remember. Every time somebody asks me, I look it up, and I know it right then. I know why we call it Maundy Thursday. I know what it means. But the next time I'm asked, it's gone. And I make excuses, and I say it's all the years that I spent going to Catholic Church where we more commonly call this sacred day Holy Thursday. No, that's not why. When I looked up the definition of Maundy again this year, I thought about my selective memory. And when I learned again, or for the first time, that Maundy comes from the Latin mandatum, and it means mandate. And it refers to the command that Jesus gives his disciples in the story from John that Janet just read for us. He gives this one command to love one another. But I seem to forget that that is a mandate. Because it's rough. That's the greatest commandment. And if we think about what it means that we're here observing Maundy Thursday, Mandate Thursday, this loving one another is a mandate from Jesus, this man that we say we are following. Oh, we're good about remembering. I'm good about remembering to share the bread and the cup. We love doing this. We take great pains to remember the traditional way we celebrate the Lord's Supper, how high we fill the juice cups, the table gets covered with a certain correct white cloth. We remember that, and that's great. But tonight, Mandate Thursday, Maundy Thursday, we are mandated to remember to love one another. It's such a challenge that I know I've tried to make it a little bit easier, a little more palpable. Yeah, you could love your family first, and then love your friends. I could do that. And then love your neighbors. And then if there's enough love left over, you can widen the circle. And then what does it really mean to love one another? To do no harm? To give them a hand up instead of a hand out? That's loving, right? Well, no, wouldn't you know? Jesus actually demonstrates what loving one another looks like. He did that his whole life. And tonight we remember that he shows love in action again, sets an example. He washes the feet of the disciples. Jesus washed the feet of all of them. John, the beloved disciple, yes. And he also washed Peter's feet. Peter denied him, would deny him three times. And he washes the feet of Judas, who would betray him. Jesus demonstrated just how we are to fulfill the mandate we remember tonight. And tomorrow, we will remember how costly that kind of radical love can be. So Maundy Thursday, love one another, love as Jesus loved. That's what Jesus asks, just that. And that's everything. But it's impossible for us alone. Fortunately, we aren't in it alone. Because the one who washed the feet of the disciples centuries ago, this evening he would wash our feet, wash the parts of us that we would rather keep hidden, even the parts of us that resist, even the parts of us that fail to love again and again. And as the one, this master servant, gave us the mandate to love one another, this one will continue to help us in living it out. And may it be so.